Okay, so it is August 22nd. This is the SCJFL meeting to schedule the 2020-2021 league tournament dates. If I could get everyone's name and school. My name is Robert Cannon. I'm with Wilshire Academy. Allison, you want to go?
Sure. I'm Allison Husser. I'm with Jefferson Middle School.
Mike?
Mike Kyle with Nova 42 Academy.
Georgia?
Georgia Singleton, Roosevelt Elementary.
Chris?
Chris Wardner, Almaden Country Day School.
Wei?
Wei Wong, QD Learning.
Stephanie?
Stephanie.
Ooh, I missed you, Stephanie. Can you say it again?
I'm missing community.
Are you guys hearing that? Are we losing her?
No, I can't hear it.
Can you say it one more time, Stephanie? We're losing you.
Emerson.
Okay, thanks. And then Ebru? Oh, you're muted, Ebru, or something. Ebru, you're having some audio problems. We'll come back to you. Laura?
Lara Stuback, Emerson Community Charter.
All right. Stella?
Liang Yigu, Velasquez Liang Yigu, Yours Leadership Academy.
Okay, Kate?
Kate Miller, Walter Reed Middle School.
Okay. And then, Ebru, you want to...
Can you guys hear me now?
Yeah, now we can hear you.
Okay. Ebru Dogan from Nova 42.
Okay, great. So, the purpose of this meeting is to schedule the events of... Let me put this microphone over here. The purpose of this meeting is to schedule the tournaments for the 2020-2021 season. One of the things that I think we had talked about at our last meeting was the possibility of like what events we would be putting in. Although I do want to point out that last year we went through great lengths to try to set up a kind of reliable system so that our league would not have to have the discussion as to what events were offered at each tournament. The whole kind of point of doing that was because each year we would always get into long, hard-fought discussions about the events, and the concept is just to kind of copy and paste those each year so that we know, and we know what events are coming up so that we can inform our students and also to schedule class lesson plans around those events so instructors have an idea of what's coming and they can start to rely on it instead of having to change their class lesson plans around. So are there any motions on the table or any ideas? Do you want to just open it up for discussion about some of the dates? No motions? Okay, meeting adjourned. That was fun. Great, guys.
Motion to open it up for discussion so we can maybe get some dates decided.
Is there a second?
Are we discussing middle school or elementary first?
Well, right now the motion is just to open up for discussion. So okay. There's no specific either one. I mean, okay. Is there a second?
I second it.
All right. All those in favor of opening up for, we'll do an open discussion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Okay, so we'll open up for discussion. Mike, I have a sense that you probably know more about what other tournaments are coming up that we might be in conflict with.
I have a pretty good list here of the ones, and these are pretty much, there are a lot of them that Nova's gonna be going to, and most of them are regional, except there are some this year especially that we are gonna go to, and I encourage you guys to think about this, that are pretty far away because it's online, really opens you up. So if you have a schedule that allows it, some of these I think would be really good for us to take a presence at. It just makes us a little more competitive as we get that experience. So just to let you know, I know that there's a couple of tournaments this next weekend coming up that do include elementary. There is the Jack Howe, which is the middle of September. And that the reason I'll mention some of these high school is that that will take away judges for middle school tournaments for sure. So make sure that, you know, I'm not just saying it to say, hey, bring your middle schooler to a high school tournament. I mean, you could, but a lot of kids will be at the Howe. And what I understand, the Howe now has capacity which is somewhere around 24 different states coming with over 2,400 students. In one event alone, open public forum, varsity public forum has 300 competitive teams coming from all over
the nation.
So it's a big tournament, fifth largest in the nation at this point.
Wow.
After that, 925 to 927, there is a tournament in Milpitas, which is Northern California. I'm sure that Chris knows about that.
I want to suggest, if you haven't already, to take out a calendar so that you can kind of look at these dates along with them.
Yeah, and feel free to write them out. You can send you a copy of this. The Milpitas tournament. Chris, are you aware of that? It's like this Stewart tournament.
Stephen Stewart.
Yeah, that's coming up 925 through 927. So that's a 3-day. That's interesting. IVC is back on the calendar. They're having a tournament on 10-3. And then Damien has the Chuck Ballingall, which will be a lot of debaters. So it'd be good to keep away from debate on that day.
That's October 3rd, you said?
That's October 3rd and 4th.
Okay.
In Laverne. So that leaves open. At this point in time on the calendar, it looks like 10-10 is pretty wide open. So you could do, whether you do an IE and a debate on that weekend, or you do an elementary. Last year we did an elementary early, and I think it was on or near that date. And I think it was there. But what could happen, we don't know for sure, is that on 10-12, so 10-10, I think it'd be 10-11, 10-12, 10-11, 10-12 on Saturday, Sunday. Is that right?
Yeah, the 11th is a Sunday.
Oh, okay. So last year on that weekend was the Claremont Bargain Belt. And that will bring out a lot of high schoolers and some middle schoolers to that tournament. But right now, they're not on the calendar. So if we could get a tournament up on that date, a good tournament, I think, in my opinion, would be the elementary, because we'll still have a pretty good amount of middle schoolers available for it.
Well, and that makes sense, too, if we do have, because we sometimes need a lot of the high schoolers to judge for middle school. So even if Claremont does happen, then if we had the next weekend, is there anything on the 17th? We could possibly do the...
Definitely. The 17th is not a good weekend. That is the CSUF. That is the Fullerton tournament. And they have a middle school division. So they have 5th through 8th grade as a division there. And that is definitely... All my middle schoolers are going to that one.
What about the 24th for debate?
That's better.
Middle school debate.
So last year we did that weekend for IE and debate. The Spartan Shore Classic is being rumored to come back. Tony Ugaldi has some kind of connection where he's able to bring that back. I don't know how. I don't know the politics. But right now, again, not on the calendar. So I think that's the weekend we want to look at for middle school. Is the 25-26? Is that the Friday, Saturday?
No, 24-25.
The 24-25. With an IE 24 and a debate 20.
No. We would just...
23-24.
Well, but we don't.
Is Friday, 24th is Saturday.
But we don't have to do it like that. We don't have to do it back to back. And in fact, that's usually a little harder. I mean, on the tournament staff, just because, like, we're done with one tournament, and the next day we're turning around and we have another tournament, and it just
in the morning.
Yeah, it gets kind of brutal. So, I mean, I might suggest if we did elementary on the 10th, and then the first tournament, the Wolpert, Wolpert Gowron Invitational on the 16th, and then the debate tournament on the 24th.
Just because we're discussing, 10-10 is a little early for elementary because we just started school. It's just a thought. We can't practice over the summer, so I'm going to meet my kids Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little fast. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we didn't have a ton of people in the summer, but we're already having a warm-up tournament. I think, you know, you take it for what it is. It is fast for you, but it's also fast for everybody else. You know, we just started.
Yeah, I understand.
Hey, let me just float this idea by everybody. I mean, if we did it right, I guess the lack of judges, but I guess if we had judges, we could feasibly even do it on the same day. It's not like we have to be in two different spots, right? I mean, we're no longer worried about room size. There is a possibility that we could do elementary and middle school debate on the 24th. I mean, as long as we get the judges, we might be able to make that work.
I like what I've got right now for the Saturday tournament I have coming up. I have elementary interwoven into middle school and high school, so it can be done. And we just have a different tab crew, like Ebert's
right.
running elementary. And
I mean, we've done that before, right?
Yeah. I think it's not a bad idea, and it might get a lot of judges in the same place kind of thing. It's not a bad idea.
Any thoughts on that, good or bad?
I kind of like this one. So this is just debate events that we're talking about, so we put IE on a different day, right?
Right. I would suggest, I mean, just for spitballing dates, the 16th, October 16th?
Fullerton is a 3-day. It starts on 16th Friday afternoon.
Okay. What about the 30th for IEs?
The only thing out there that we'd be going to would be the Meadows tournament in Nevada. That was 10/31 last year. I couldn't figure out why everything was 2 days different. Whenever usually, you know, when the year goes by, it's 1 day. And then I realized we had leap year.
Leap year, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. No wonder.
Yeah. I would like to say the following. I know that usually we do IEs on Friday and it's fine. On an online tournament, I am totally against doing an online tournament on a Friday. These kids have been sitting in front of a screen, some of them for 5 hours in the day already. They're burned out. I know I need to get the hell off the computer at the end of my school day. And so I think that planning, I mean, I don't think if we wanted to even do a Sunday, I think that's fine. But I do not think it's a good idea to do Friday tournaments while we're online.
I agree
too, as a classroom teacher.
Well, do we want to try to do, if we want to do a Saturday, first of all, one conversation that we should have, I think we're all assuming that we're doing it online. I don't think we've taken a formal vote for that. I think it kind of goes without saying, but I think we should probably at least have that conversation. How many of our tournaments are going to be online, if any, and for how long do we keep them online?
I motion that we put every tournament online until we vote differently.
Okay. Is there a second?
I second that.
All those in favor of indefinitely putting all of our tournaments online, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Okay, so that's a unanimous vote. I think, when you say we vote differently, I think we'll need to discuss what that means. Does that mean like the board of directors should come together?
We have an emergency vote. It says, you know, let's come back, let's get everybody on the page with it and see if it makes sense to bring it back.
I think the board should be the one to decide, or in the summer meeting next year.
Okay.
Right? I mean, the board is really the one to call the emergency meeting.
Listen, at this point, I've been in a number of league meetings with the WBFL and Scuttle and CHASA meetings. A CHASA state tournament at this juncture is planning for an online tournament, and that's next April. So they're looking at, the high schools are looking at pretty much staying online the whole year. So I think that what you just recommended probably works, because the chance of us coming back and integrating into small rooms before next year is, it's knowing that vaccines won't be really readily available until, you know, June. Doesn't make well for an in-person tournament next year.
Yeah, I know. I was talking to some college professors, and they were telling me that a lot of their schools are staying shut down just because they're saving money, and
yeah,
it's a monetary issue. So they're not even if there is like a vaccination available, like in December or something like that. They're like, no, we're not coming back at all, just because they're saving money this year.
Well, the other thing is that I've heard rumors that LA Unified might try a limited opening between Thanksgiving and winter break to see what happens. But quite honestly, even if we do some sort of flex opening, number one, I don't know what the approval process will be for going to events.
Right.
And number two, the parents will have the option of staying home no matter how LA Unified opens. And there again, I mean, you might be cutting off your nose to spite your face in terms of people coming to events if you try to force them online. I think keeping the events online allows us to plan for that rather than trying to shift everything in the 11th hour.
I think it's just, I think it's easier if we can just tell our teams, this is the way we're going to do it this year.
It sounds to me like we're all in agreement. Is there anybody that wants to bring in a differing opinion? Because if we're all in agreement, let's just go. Let's move forward. Seems to me like we're all good.
Okay.
Yeah, we're not opening classes, and we are going to keep online classes forever. Not all of our classes, but we're going to offer online classes from here on out as part of our, you know, enrollment. Because we have kids now coming into us from China and Korea and
wow.
Northern California and in New York and Minnesota. Where in Minnesota? I don't know where in Minnesota that girl's from. But anyways, so we're going to just keep it. It's the future. Guys, I was listening to Michael Crow, the president of Arizona State, and he was mentioning how we're all treating this as a temporary, but this is actually the way out of the Stone Age.
I've been saying that. I said this. This is the first thing I said is we're now moving into a post-coronavirus world. We have to start anticipating, like, what does this mean for the future of all of our activities? And what are we teaching our students? Like, how to teleconference is going to be a new part of life.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. So,
how to make a presentation inside of a small screen is going to be part of your work.
Yeah.
Get ready. All right. So let's move forward if we can. I like what Robert's amendment to that was to say, hey, we, you know, only the board will decide. Otherwise, it will be further discussed in next summer's meeting.
Okay, so I think we already did, right? I mean, we voted on that. I think we just offered specifics about it after the fact, after the vote.
Okay.
But
okay,
is there any objection to that? I think that was just clarification.
I would just like clarified under what circumstances would the board vote not to do that, because I would like to be able to state to my team, like, this is what we're planning, but if blah, blah, blah. But I don't know what the if blah, blah, blah is.
I think you just got to trust in your board members to make a decision. I have no idea what's going to happen or why we would think the things that we're going to think in the future. I mean,
yeah, I'd make the comment, it'd take a miracle, because that's timely.
But I mean, if all of a sudden, especially after elections are over or something, all of a sudden all the schools open back up and there's, you know, zero deaths per state and it seems like things are rocking and rolling and there's not this big rebound, then yeah, I think at that point we should reconsider and say, all right, it's time to start going back to in person. I think, unless I'm misreading the room, I think the spirit of this room is we would all prefer to do in-person tournaments if possible. But given the situation, we're just going to have to deal with what we've got.
Yeah, agreed.
So from what I can tell, it sounds like we're saying the 24th would be ideal for a middle school debate and an elementary tournament?
But if you do that, you do take a lot of those middle school judges out of the elementary pool.
But it's only the debate judges, right? You've still got IE competitors that you could use. So there are, you are taking some out, but not as many as we might suspect.
Hebrew, you feel comfortable with that?
Yeah, totally. I think that's good. I was going to say double up speech and speech tournament, middle school speech tournament and elementary, but that makes sense because that's the same thing judging pool that we would have them judge. So
I think we had
a Halloween tournament, so the kids have something to do on Halloween.
To me, I kind of like that idea, maybe doing the middle school speech on Halloween. You know, especially if we did it kind of earlier in the day, if somebody it does want to go trick-or-treating or something like that, they still got the evening. You know, we don't have to push it real late.
What day would that be? Isn't that
31st. Saturday? 31st, that's the Saturday.
Saturday what?
The 31st. 31st. Of October.
The other Halloween.
It could be during the day, though, because they're not going to, like, go trick-or-treating traditionally, but some of our middle schoolers might have, like, parties online or something like that they might want to attend at in the evening hours.
Yeah. So that's what I'm thinking, like, if since it's a speech tournament, we could start at 10 a.m. You know, we don't have to start really early. We could start a little bit later and then still be done in plenty of time. It's three rounds and a final. You know, that shouldn't take, but we should be done by 4 in the afternoon at the latest.
I'd say start a little earlier than 10. We know these things don't long. And we just want them. We don't want them like having to choose to log off mid tournament, or not mid tournament, but you know what I mean. Like if there's any kind of glitch, I would just suggest if we're doing it around Halloween, starting a little earlier.
Well, we could talk about that. We could talk about that based on whoever is making the schedule for that tournament, right? I mean, the host of that tournament, which traditionally has been you, Allison. So, I mean,
yeah.
If you want to set the schedule for that differently, that's fine. But
well, the fact that it's a Saturday and it usually is on a Friday should mean that you should be able to get done by around 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
You are just jinxing us by saying good.
Well, but what, if we go late, we go till 2? I mean,
yeah.
3 yeah. in the afternoon? This is not, it's not crazy, right? We're not, it's not absurd.
You are so confident right now.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, you we're not, we've never run that far off the path of like, you know.
Well, I can tell you that T2 last year started at 3:30 and went to almost 11 o'clock. Now, it was an unusual tournament.
Buses were involved in that problem.
There were a lot of different issues that compounded to make that problem happen, but I'm just pointing out that when the electronics is involved.
But we're usually done at 10, right? Realistically, we're done at 10. And I think it actually went a little past 11. I think it was like 11:30, so an hour and a half late. So, I mean, that's really not the end of the world when you're talking about a Saturday.
No, and I understand that, but my point is that we're still talking about 6 hours. If we start at 10, that's not ending at 2. That's ending at 4.
And a lunch break.
With a lunch, yeah, but I think we usually give a dinner break, so it's 6 of 1, half a dozen of the other. But I want to make sure that you're really calculating time accurately.
I want to pause the conversation real fast because we had a couple people who joined us, and then looks like Ricardo is here and he wants to speak. So if I could, first of all, let me just get the people who came in. Michael and Ricardo, if you could both state your name and what school you're with for the record, because I'm audio recording this.
Sure. My name's Michael Murray. I'm from Nova 42.
Thanks, Mike. And then Ricardo?
Hi, Ricardo Velasquez, Sage Magnet.
Okay. So, Ricardo, looks like you wanted to say something. We took a vote to just open up to have a free-form discussion. So, go ahead.
Sure. Well, just as you guys are seeing that I myself today I'm having connectivity issues.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the students that are inner city urban kids have these connectivity issues, and I think there should be a discussion about whether or not we have to go synchronous all the time. I know that Robert and other people here, I think Chris and other people really like it and prefer it, but I think at the very least we should maybe commit to having at least one or two of the events per tournament be asynchronous to allow those kids who don't have access, and even coaches like me who don't have great internet all the time, to at least be able to participate, because that's the whole basis behind TOC and NSDA having asynchronous, because they're very sensitive to how very hard that is to sustain good internet over 6 hours. So to me, it's really an incredibly important issue for us to discuss why it has to be all synchronous all the time, and that only really benefits the wealthier kids.
So I think we took a vote on this before, didn't we? Didn't we vote on that at the previous tournament? And we voted against that. So,
right.
Or the previous meeting, rather, not tournament.
Right. I mean, I wasn't really able to listen to too much of that myself, again, because of the connectivity issues. But I can't believe that at the middle school level, we can't be at least sensitive enough to open at least one of the events per tournament, so the kids who have that sort of barrier are able to have a door in. I don't see why that would like mess up our situation. It's incredibly insensitive to me that you guys would not even consider that.
I think we did consider it. I think we voted on that, and that issue was already addressed and it was not approved.
Okay, well, I'm bringing it up again.
Well, I mean, this is an extension of that same meeting. If you would like to bring it off, you know, if you'd like to reconsider, then you can make a motion to reconsider. Right now, we're in the middle of discussing the dates. Could I ask that you hold off on the reconsider motion until after we're done scheduling the dates? Because I don't think that discussion is going to impact the date decision.
No, it doesn't. But it would potentially impact, I guess, if we can have one or event or two events offloaded asynchronously, it could actually, you know, address impact some of the decision making in terms of, oh, how many hours will this take? Oh, but that tournament, that event, or those two events are going to be asynchronous, so we don't have to worry about as many rooms or as much time being consumed. In that sense, it does impact.
Well, I'll mention on that because I was
dealing with the high school and middle school NSDA stuff, it will take time because you're going to run an issue. You're going to run into the issue. You still need a judge to judge that round. You're still going to need to, quote, hold it. So it's going to take the same amount of time regardless because you're putting a judge in front of, you know, seven videos. So that's how at least the NSDA did it, and it took the same amount of time as running a normal round.
Our kids hated it, too. Our kids that went to Nats and had to send in a video felt like they weren't even competing. They were miserable. They so much preferred the virtual tournament 8x8. That's just my perspective from Emerson.
So I'd like to ask, hold on, let me gain order. So, Ricardo, I'd like to ask that you hold off on the reconsider motion. Hold on. I'd like to ask, Ricardo, that you could hold off on the reconsider motion until after we're done with this motion, just because we have an open discussion about the dates. Is that acceptable?
We need to get the dates.
Ricardo? Ricardo, if you want to call in, you know, you can phone in if you're having connectivity issues. I can give you the phone number to call and the PIN. We're having a hard time hearing you.
Yeah, I'm all for the dates. I'm here for the dates.
Okay. All right, let's move forward then. So I think what we're saying is that we'll do the middle school and the elementary school on the 24th. And if I'm reading the room right, that I think we're doing the middle school speech tournament on Saturday the 31st. Is that right?
Yeah, that's what we said. We could put that to a motion.
Well, let's do this. I think probably because if we're doing motions on each and every one, I think the better thing is just to have an open discussion and then we can vote for it at the very end based on that schedule. So if everyone wants to write these down.
Okay. I'm taking notes. By the way, for the October 24th elementary, is that speech or speech and debate?
The 24th elementary would be speech. It's just the elementary tournament has the debate and like debate in the morning and then speech in the afternoon.
So it's both. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so elementary tournaments are kind of all-encompassing of speech and debate.
Okay. All right, so you want me to go over the schedule again for the next one?
Yeah, let's move down. Typically, we get down into December.
Yeah, so in December, it's pretty... last year, we had the elementary on, I think, 12-7, and we had the middle school IE on the 6th, and then... the debate wasn't until the 14th. So that was last year. This year, you've got a couple of things. Lorena usually has a tournament on the 7th, a middle school debate tournament. Fullerton, which is a high school tournament, not Cal State, but Fullerton High School, on the 7th. Damien is having a middle school debate tournament on
Wait,
the 12th.
The 7th is a Monday.
I mean, those are last year. I'm sorry. Those are all last year.
Okay, the 5th.
Go back, yeah. La Costa Canyon had its tournament on the 13th and 15th. That's a big high school tournament. A lot of kids gone for that. And the only thing scheduled is 12-18, and that is college prep. That's Northern California, and that's probably not something that's going to take away too many of our judges.
12-18 is the first day of winter, is the last day of school before winter break in Los Angeles Unified. I don't think they're going to, I mean, it depends on what the world situation is, but assuming that things are beginning to open up, I think people are going to get the heck out of Dodge.
Sure.
Or just if it burns out the school, I think for LA Unified as well, that would be better.
Mike Murray, it looked like you were trying to say something.
I
was
going to say, on La Costa Canyon, that was different. Last year, they had to move their date for a variety of reasons. They usually hold the first weekend of December, and they're probably going to move it back. In case if you guys want me to, I can reach out to La Costa Canyon's coach, Cameron, and see what date they're looking at this year. But they'll probably move it back from the 14th to like the first weekend.
Yeah, it might affect us this year because some people don't go to it because it's a travel tournament.
and it's like a close travel tournament that they don't like the expense of it. But with an online, I think it's going to be a pretty big beast.
Do you, Mike Murray, do you know the do you know their coach? Like, can you text them? Can you get an immediate response, or is that something that would take a while?
I can message him right now if you want.
Yeah, why not? Let's see what we can't find out. It wouldn't hurt. Thanks.
So an elementary tournament on that weekend.
On which weekend?
The 12, five, what is it? What's the Saturday on that one? 12-5?
Yeah.
So 12-5 would make sense because La Costa wouldn't affect that.
That's kind of what I was thinking, yeah.
At all. And then the 12th, there is a middle school debate tournament. And it's Damien. And we did this last year, and it didn't really affect it because a lot of the kids that go to those middle school tournaments at Damien are not necessarily in our league, mm-hmm. except for Cuba. That's what we do go to those Damien tournaments. So that'd be the only one that would probably conflict. I'd rather see us do maybe what we're doing again, where we do elementary and debate on the 5th, and then we do an IE on the 12th.
I don't see any reason why we can't do that. The only consideration with that is that it doesn't give us as much time with the resolution. You know, it only gives us a month. It gives us a little over a month with that topic for public forum. Oh, wait, it's November, December. Yeah, right. So
we'll have more than a month.
Right, so that's what I was thinking.
October, December.
Right, it comes out October 1st.
Yes, and it's a November, December topic, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so that makes sense. It'll give us enough time.
Okay, so 12-5 elementary, 12-5 middle school debate, and 12-12 middle school IE.
Okay, and then... You want to? Typically, we have the next tournament in February.
We had the middle school tournament on 2-1, and we had the middle school speech on 2-22. So they were pretty far apart last year. And then we didn't have the elementary until
March
3-21. So they're all really spread out in that first part of the year.
We can bring them back together, probably.
Well, do we have to? Do we need to? I mean, maybe. The only problem with it is that it does get really bunched up there at the end when April, like at the end of April, and then we've got like the
champs and state.
Yeah, champs, state, and then now we're talking about doing nationals. It's like it's a lot coming at.
Towards the beginning of February.
Isn't one of the, I mean, I'm trying to remember. Doesn't elementary only have 3 tournaments in a year and middle school has 4, isn't that?
4.
No,
elementary has 4? Okay.
Yeah. What you're thinking of, though, Kate, is that I think the bylaws require us to have 3, but we've always done 4.
Okay.
And the thing about elementary is that we could let elementary go a little bit later because even if it bunches up, it's not the only thing that we would worry about would be, you know, 5th graders for state and the nationals, whereas the other middle schoolers could have a lot of other tournaments if we let it go too far. So I could see how elementary could stay out of the way of some of the middle school. But if we're going to get good at bringing middle school and elementary together, I don't see a problem with what you got to remember is the big tournaments for school is going to be Stanford, which is the last year was the 8th through the 10th. So I guess that makes it. Yeah.
Unfortunately, I mean, I was going to say like the 6th and the 20th would be ideal from a scheduling standpoint. The weekend in between is President's Day weekend. And so again, do you want to schedule something for President's Day weekend? I don't think you do.
Berkeley is President's Day, so our entire squad will be up there.
Okay, so.
Maybe that's why we went to March.
It's usually why we did. It's usually why February's tough because it moves around. There was also an early Irvine IVC tournament. There was a Cal Lu tournament that included middle schoolers that is an option for those not going to Berkeley. I doubt that's going to happen this year. National qualifiers happen at middle and end of February as well.
So that's something to consider for judges.
And that runs into March 2 in some leagues for in state quals.
Yeah. I think
that your problem, though, when you start to run into March, is exactly what Robert said. If we don't have events in February, it makes having the fourth tournament, scheduling the fourth tournament, really difficult.
Yeah, I got it. February 20th seems like a pretty good day.
All right.
So do we again want to do the elementary middle school debate deal?
There may be East Los Angeles NAC qualifiers in debate on the 20th, but that would only be high schoolers. Wouldn't affect the middle schoolers.
That is a 3-day weekend for elementary usually.
The 20th is not.
Well, it depends. Our elementary does 2 3-day weekends rather than 1 4-day.
What do you mean a 4-day? There's no 4-day weekend.
Some schools do a Friday and a Monday, so they get a 4-day. And then other schools do 2 Mondays in a row off.
I worked in elementary for 17 years, and I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's it's the San Gabriel Valley. You know, you've got to.
We take 2 Mondays off. We don't do a Friday to a Monday break in February.
Thank you, Allison.
See, Kate, you know.
Which I love. I love the two 3-day weekends.
No, I'm just going to back out because I have no idea what you're talking about. Why do you guys get 4 days off?
They're special.
They really are.
Better.
Getting back to dates, 2/20 seems like it could be a good, strong date for us. I know that there may be days off there for you. So would it be better to have like a Friday night again?
What if you did the middle school speech on the 20th and the middle school debate and elementary on the 27th?
You're saying speech on the 20th and the elementary debate, elementary and then middle school debate on the 27th?
Yeah. Would that solve that problem?
Marlboro has a middle school and novice LD tournament on the 27th.
One of the things that we should consider, and I'm not sure if we want to do it right now given all of this, maybe we need to table this for next year, is trying to come up with dates that are kind of locked in on our own, and that way we don't have to have this conversation every year, right? It's like third weekend in February, that's this, and that's what we do.
Make it on 2/27 because Marlboro hasn't nailed that date down, and show them on the calendar, put it on the Olympics tournament, and I bet you they'll make their tournament happen on a different day.
Okay.
You know, we do have some clout. We have a lot of kids. We have a lot of schools. So I think we can put our foot down and say, this is our date. And if you're going to make a tournament, so be it. But, you know, we got it out there first. And
I think I would love to have that conversation about what dates are ours just from now on. But I think I'm a little hesitant to do it right now just because so much stuff is still up in the air and dates are shifting because of coronavirus stuff. But
I hear what you're saying, but I think making the date the 27th ours is not a bad idea because the 2 earlier weekends are Stanford and Berkeley. It'd be good for us to kind of say this is going to be SCGFL's days.
Okay. So that, are we saying that the speech tournament on the 27th, or are you wanting to do, I think the proposal Kate was making was the speech on 20th and elementary and debate combo on the 27th.
Well, what about this? We've done it before and it worked. What about putting the elementary on one day, like on the 20th? And then doing a speech and debate tournament, and we'll just run it with patterns, just like we have with any other big tournament. And so it's a one-day tournament for both speech and debate. They can do both.
I don't think you can do that if you couldn't do speech and debate at that tournament. Well, there's just not enough time.
Well, you make it a full day.
Debate's already a full day. I mean, debate goes until 7 at night. I mean, it's just that's a lot of time.
Okay.
I mean, if
I have to do that too. I'm putting 2 debate rounds on a Friday for my tournament because you're right. It's hard.
There's just not enough time. You start thinking about student wellness and it goes out the window. Yeah. Now, I mean, if we want to make the decision, hey, for this tournament, you can't do speech and debate, but that seems like it's kind of disenfranchising some students that want to do both.
Let's do what you said then. Let's do elementary and middle school debate on the 20th.
No, we said the 27th for that.
I thought, oh.
Speech was on the 20th.
Speech was on the 20th. Middle school speech on the 20th and elementary and middle school debate on the 27th.
And I just want to throw in there, with me taking over the program, I'm not ready to run 2-3 like we really need it. Maybe next year.
I'm sorry, say it again.
I'm not going to be able to run 2-3 this year. I just want everyone to know that. It's my first year taking over the program, and that's the big enough animal for me right now, for Emerson.
Well, that's a good question too, Robert. Is really, honestly, in all fairness, is anyone actually going to be hosting? Because you don't need to. I mean, I think the real key is who's going to be running the tab software.
Yeah, I think that's the next conversation we need to have. Okay. I mean, I think we need to figure some of that out. And we have to start training some other people to do it. I mean, we got way up to speed this year. Ebru knows how to do it. I know how to do it. Mike, you know how to do it. That's four people that can reliably do it. And I know Mike Murray has done it before pre-Corona stuff, but it's not that hard for Mike to be doing it. My fear is just that we're relying so much on Nova 42 because you have a lot of people who help out. And I'd love to spread that knowledge out so it's not just one school that... I mean, if we ever piss off Mike and we lose Nova from the league, we have some problems in terms of how do we operate well. And we got to play catch-up.
Listen, and I think really this is a lot, helping Robert at the very beginning brought me up to speed really quickly. When we brought Ebru in to help run elementary, and so she landed it. Wei Wen came in, and he started learning it and started being ombudsman. I think you can really learn a lot in just one outing if you stay inside of that tab room and you see what's going on.
Well, we've made some changes that make it even more streamlined for people now. So if it seems like intimidating software, it's really not. It's a lot of drop-down menus. And he's made it so that if this is your first time ever running a tournament, it all makes sense. And you're kind of okay, I know what's going on.
The software is probably not the big thing you're going to need to overcome. The big thing you're going to need to really grab onto is the process.
Yeah.
I think I'm okay with that. But yeah, I'm a quick learner. And it led not this week. But another day, if somebody wants to come on an 8x8 and walk you through something like that, or in the midst of one of the tournaments, they can come to the tavern and see it. I'm really open to that.
Excellent. Thank you.
One thing I want to say.
Real quick, Mike, I'll get back to you. I want to make sure I nail this down. So the 220 is middle school speech?
Yes.
And so the 227 is elementary and middle school debate?
That's correct.
Thank you. All right. Sorry, go ahead, Mike.
I was just going to say, I don't think this is probably going to be a huge factor, but the USC Damus spring tournament's usually held around that weekend. It's either the last weekend of February or the first weekend of March. So we might run up on that, but I don't know, honestly, how many students would be conflicted with that tournament.
Damus Hollywood is scheduled already. It's scheduled for November 6th.
That's a different one. You have Damus Hollywood, and then you have the spring championship.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
They probably didn't do it last year because USC ran into a whole bunch of issues.
That's right. It got canceled.
Right. But then Marlboro took up the flag for them last year. But they're saying that they're going to do it this year from what I've heard. But it's LD in policy and it's circuits. I don't know how.
Progressive too, so we won't have heavy in there. Okay.
All right, so then I think like the next set of tournaments would probably be in April, right?
Yeah, so those last year were April 10th and 11th. 10th was speech, 11th was debate, and elementary was on May 9th.
So what if we did could we do the April 3rd and 10th, or the 10th and 17th this year? And do
the third is Los Angeles Unified School District spring break. I do not recommend planning anything for the week of the third.
Is that the beginning of break, or is that the last day of break?
It's the end. Okay. The spring break actually runs the last week of March into the beginning of April.
Okay.
Same as St. Gabriel.
Okay, so maybe we could do the 10th and the 17th then? And then I would recommend maybe that we put the debate on the 17th. That way we get just a little bit more time.
17th is Claremont Wolf Cub. That is a big middle school, high school tournament.
All right.
The next weekend is open, though, it looks
24th?
Like. Yeah.
All right, so why don't we do...
The 10th and the 24th?
Yeah.
Allison, do we know if we're testing this year or any of those testing dates are going to block off for us? Or we probably don't even know that this year, huh?
I don't think we know that yet.
Okay.
When is Easter?
Easter is the 4th of April.
So what I've got down is I wrote down that we were doing speech on April 10th and then another elementary middle school debate combo on the 24th.
I think that would work.
So the Champs tournament is scheduled for the first full weekend in May, but this gets kind of complicated because the May 1st is Saturday. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, does Champs, I guess we should say that Champs should start on the 7th because I guess the first full weekend, including Friday, because that's typically when we've had it. Does that make sense what I'm saying?
Yes.
So I think it should be the 7th, 8th, and 9th for Champs. And then that would put state on May 21st, 22nd, 23rd.
Robert, is that Champs for middle and elementary?
I can't remember what we voted on. Didn't we address that in the last meeting, whether or not we were going to have an elementary Champs? I think we said we were.
I'm pretty sure we did address
it. We were, but I just didn't know if the dates were concurrent or if there was different dates.
Yeah, I think we would do the same dates.
Okay.
5-1 through 5-3 last year at Champs.
Right, but now because Friday is the 30th and that's still April.
Yeah.
And I think we also not that I'm going to necessarily be the ones to tab for the last tournament of the year, but if I am, I'd really like a week recovery because it was killing me, guys. I was just dying last year. It's too much.
And I think it's also important for the kids. I mean, the kids who go to the debate tournament, you know, may or may not be online, but assuming that they are, like, that's a lot of online followed by a lot of online, and, you know, added to the pressure of the competition itself.
Okay, so it sounds like those are the dates. Let me write that down again.
So we didn't decide, though, on T4, which was what? So 4-10 is going to be what? Elementary?
I think we did decide that was speech. 4-10 was speech, and 4-24 was elementary and debate.
Okay.
And when did you say for states, Robert?
So we said, let me first do the champs. So champs would be 7 through 9.
So 5-7 through 5-9?
Yep. And then...
Robert?
Sorry?
3-9 is Mother's Day.
Can we move Mother's Day?
Yeah. Let's move that.
I think we have to do it either way because that's what the bylaws, that's actually written into our bylaws. So we just got to do it on Mother's Day. If that affects people, then.
What day is Mother's Day?
The 9th. May 9th.
Oh.
We've done the Saturday before Mother's Day before, but we've never had a 3-day over Mother's Day.
I think we got to go with it, guys. I mean, it's in our bylaws. I know it's not pretty, but if that affects people, then that's also kind of the future problems are going to be like running up against things like spring break, you know, things like at some point this is going to become a problem for us. And that's why I'm just saying we need to start having like, here's when we do it on this month, third weekend, whatever, and come hell or high water, that's what we're doing. And if we run into another tournament, so be it. And we just have to, we're like in a minefield right now. And I think this has probably got to be our last time doing this. I think we just have to solidify, and then we just coast, and we just know what to expect. And other leagues too know what to expect from us, which is okay. Then we're running up against them.
And I think if we would have nailed down these dates about 2 or 3 weeks ago, we would have been first on calendar.
Well, we can do it now, you know, and we can, we can start to solidify. I think one of the things that we should all kind of take this year to think about is what our ideal dates moving forward? You know, like what would be a good weekend where we don't run up against typical problems? I know, like the college tournament frequently for nationals, that it's in April, and a lot of times it's on Easter, and you know, it's like, hey, if it's college nationals, if you want to go to college nationals, you're going to have to give up your Easter, and that gets into a lot of religious groups who can't go to those national tournaments and things like that, and they just say, sorry, that's when we're doing it. And since Easter floats around, sometimes it doesn't conflict, and sometimes it does. So
we could create, like, you know, we create help rooms. We could create a prayer room, and kids can just, you know, jump into them
for Mother's Day.
For Mother's Day, Robert, you want to maybe check with your wife before you make the final call.
Good call. Hang on one second. Hey, Joanna.
Yeah, new month.
That's a good point.
Okay, we'll see how that goes. Hey, guess what?
Let me help you. Let me help you out, Robert.
All right. So when do we put? So Champs is 5759. Do we put state the next weekend?
No, it's state would have was the third weekend in so May. So that'd be 5/21/23.
So it'd be 28th through the 30th would be state.
No. 21 through 23.
But you said Champs is
third weekend.
I got you. 21st through 23 state. And then when do we? I know this is an SCGFL business, but does that put nationals into June, early June?
I don't know. We have to talk about that on our own. I'm not sure when we get. We need to figure out our way around NSDA and everything else.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Yeah. Okay. So I think you, me, and Danny can sit down and kind of.
Yeah. Okay.
Mull that one over. Okay. So then I think the proposal. Mike, why don't you formalize the. The proposal, if you could sure. Read off the dates that you've got down.
So we are suggest the motion to have the dates of 10/24 for middle school debate and elementary, 10/31 for middle school speech. Then T2s are 12/5 for elementary and middle school debate, and 12/12 for middle school IE. T3s would be February 20th for middle school speech. And February 27th. Okay, good. Thank you. February 27th for elementary and middle school debate. And then we have T4, which is April 10th for middle school IEs, and 4/24 for elementary and middle school debate. Then we would have champs on 5/7 through 5/9. And that puts middle school state at 5/21 through 5/23.
Can I just say that regarding nationals, last year you had a synchronous speech tournament during the last week of school, and it caused a lot of problems.
Well, we'll talk about that. I mean, because that was just run. That was run with the SCJFL approval, but I think we're gonna. It's going to be run, I think, this year by Danny and Mike and myself outside of SCJFL. We're just going to run it on our own. And so we'll take that into consideration. But I think most likely we'll think about trying to do it after NSDA because that way we have a little bit more time with the topic and things like that instead of trying to go beforehand.
You did do it after NSDA or at least after the submission requirements. No. But what you did not look at was the school calendars. And I had kids who were trying to explain to me that they couldn't come to my English class because they were busy, you know, participating in your... And I was trying to explain to them that as their part-time coach and or as their English teacher, their priorities were not where I needed them to be.
Yeah, we'll take that into consideration.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so is there a second on those dates?
I second.
Awesome. Can we bring this to a vote then, Rob?
Yeah, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Aye. Okay, that carries. All right, that's our schedule. I'll try to get that over to Ralph and try to have that up on the calendar for our league so that you can reference the website. And I'll try to get that over to him today. Okay, so I think the next thing that we wanted to do, Ricardo, if you wanted to make your motion Yeah.
Oh, great, because I wasn't even able to get audio before. Well, I mean, in a way, it illustrates what I'm trying to say, which is that if you don't have good equipment, then you're basically, you don't have access. And I do hear that, you know, I do understand that, you know, synchronous is closer to the experience that some people want, to get closer to what we used to have and to what we will one day have. But at the same time, NSBA and TOC thought that through, and they realized that equity and access bears towards having kids who don't have this ability to have a room of their own, strong internet of their own, being able to clear out their family for 6 hours at a time. That's really not available to kids of lesser means. So I think for ourselves as a middle school situation, I'm not even saying we turn the whole tournament over, right? Which I think we should. But I'm saying at least hold out one or two events to have that be the open door for people who don't have that access.
Ricardo, can I ask you a question? Did you have any kids last year that were not able to compete?
Absolutely.
Okay, absolutely. So they said that absolutely. They couldn't clear their room or whatever it was.
Some of them live in one single room families. They can't tell their family to be quiet for 6 hours. Nor do they have great internet. Nor do they have access to their schools where you might say, well, when they go to the school and have the teacher open up a room, yeah, that's all great, but they don't all have that ability.
And were they able to compete in the NSDA and other tournaments?
Yes, the NSDA, of course, because it's just a one-hour thing where you borrow a laptop, you do your thing, you submit it, it was under an hour, and they can handle that. So that's exactly, the NSBA had a whole big equity conference last year.
So you're saying
that really influenced their decision. It was not a casual decision they made. They went through this and they realized equity concerns are in favor of asynchronous.
Hold on. We're out of order. So there should be a motion to reconsider. So
it's not the same thing, because the previous motion was to have us go asynchronous all out.
The motion before was to have asynchronous tournaments. This is related to that. So hold on. If you're in order to do what you're describing, I mean, you can make a new motion, but that's dilatory. So if you would like to reconsider, it's a majority vote. So if you want to open it back up for discussion, make that motion and we could hear that. Even if you were to make a brand new motion, it would still need a majority vote. So either way, it's just a majority vote.
Right, but I'm asking a different thing. I'm hearing.
Even if you make a new motion, it still requires a majority vote to discuss and to vote on. So
I move to reconsider.
Okay, is there a second?
I'm not asking to reconsider.
There's a motion on the floor to reconsider. Is there a second?
Well, I'll have a new motion after that.
Yeah, we have new motions are for summer.
Okay.
I'm not trying to force.
Wait, Ricardo. I'm going to have to mute you because I got to have control over the meeting. There was a motion on the floor to reconsider. Is there a second? Okay, that motion fails. So there's no reconsidering. Ricardo, if you'd like to make a new motion, what's the new motion?
So I would like to motion that we have one or two events per tournament be offered asynchronously for those students who aren't able to be 8 hours a day on a Saturday with their internet available. So that I would like to motion that at least one or two events out of our many on a rotating basis be offered asynchronously.
Okay, is there a second?
I'll second that.
Yeah, I'll second that.
Okay, so is this to open up discussion or is this to vote? So that is now on the table. We can discuss it. Or if you'd like to call a previous question, we can vote on it.
I don't mind discussing it. It's a very passionate thing of mine. And you can see right now today, I'm an adult with, you know, spectrum cable internet, and I'm having trouble coming in. I mean, and imagine people who don't have that, right?
So I understand.
This illustrates the
point. I understand. Let's keep it orderly, though.
I think that to Ricardo's point, and I'm sure that those of us who are, in fact, we all are, who are dealing with classroom issues can see that for a variety of reasons that there are sometimes issues. I think there are events that could easily lend themselves to an asynchronous format without overly compromising, and kids who want the synchronous experience can participate potentially in more events that way. I think that it's kind of a win-win. It gives more flexibility to the kids.
Right. And
hold on. Wait. You're out of order. Chris Warner?
I'm not sure that this solves, per se, what we're talking about, but one of the tournaments that runs up here is going to pre-record and submit for prelims and then live prelims for speech. And I think that is an interesting way to sort of help folks minimize the need for example, being at school all day in order to access the internet. When if you only needed to be, you know, have good internet for a couple hours for a prelim round, might make tournaments more accessible in that way. And it would mean that you could, in theory, run all or any events as record and submit the prelims and then live finals to sort of get that live experience, especially in an elimination round. I think it's important for kids to get live elimination round experience.
Okay, I'll go to Mike and then to Wei. Mike?
So one of the things, we got some experience judging some of the those tournaments that Ricardo's talking about. And one of the things that we noticed is the kids that had the good equipment, the clean 1080, you know, cameras that were able to really put together a nice background were the kids that were winning those tournaments, even though they were pre-recorded. And so the whole effort to get people access was really countered by the fact that they still had shoddy video. They didn't have the same, you know, kind of setup and background. And so they had this similar disadvantages to if they were live. And then I don't mind Chris's idea, except that then that exposes that even greater. It's either unfair in one or unfair in the other. And then the other problem I have is that if you do it for one event, then you're basically telling that one event that they're going to have the disadvantage. So if we were to do something like this, I would want to make sure that it was alternated.
That's your time. I'll go to Wei and then Georgia and then Mike Murray.
I have one too, comment too.
Okay. I'll get you after Mike Murray. All right.
Yeah, I personally like the idea because it feels like this year it's all about like equity and access, right? So this definitely will increase the access and potential reach actually for our league. So personally, like Mike, we do have some students from out of this region, right? From including China. So they're actually talking about they want to compete, but because of the time zone difference, it's so hard. So if we do have those recorded asynchronous events, they will be able to enter as well.
Okay, Georgia, and then Mike Murray, and then Ricardo.
I just wanted to say I have a lot of kids that live in an apartment with lots of people. It's difficult for them to even practice. But if it's possible, I don't know, Ricardo, we did open our school, and we gave each student a classroom. And so it was quiet, and they had Wi-Fi, and we just fed them with masks, and we were so funny taking pictures like 6 feet apart. If your school would be willing to do it, I think that if we offered a half and half where, you know, they can film the beginning, but then they have to be live for finals, they may not be able to compete in finals. I don't know how that would really solve the problem. And you know what? It was like a speech tournament because the kids, even when they came in and they had their own classroom, when they broke, they were running up and down the halls with their masks and waving to me. And I was like, okay, good, go back. But I don't know. I think that maybe we can open schools and they can have their own classroom. Or maybe I was just lucky that my principal let me do that.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's your time. All right, Mike Murray?
Okay, so what I would say on that first is it would depend on the school set. Seems like I'm happy your school, George, could do that, but I don't know if every school can, or even if there's some academies who are able to pull it off. I agree with the rotating event idea. Just pick an event, you know, and it will rotate each different event that will be, you know, asynchronous each tournament. I think what this also does for us is it preps us for some tournaments that are going to be asynchronous, where there are going to be tournaments out there asynchronous, so it gets the kids prepped on that. And it gives access, regardless of whether they win an award or not, for allowing students to compete and have their voices heard. And that's kind of the point of all of this. So I know, yeah, maybe they may not have as good of a chance to win the award, but at least they get to give their speech and have their voice heard. And we can give them that at the bare minimum. And lastly, I'll say, I don't like this idea of, oh, we'll do online prelims and then we'll do live finals. I feel like if we do it, we either do it all asynchronous for the event for that time, or we don't.
That's your time. That's your time.
Yeah, okay.
All right, Ricardo, you have 1 minute. This is your second and final time. Time to get...
I really appreciate Mike's previous comment there. I fully endorse that we go all the way, not any live finals, because, again, that cuts into that. I also understand Kyle's earlier point about the fact that they may not win, but I think they're at the table, and we get to see their performance, and we get to see their message. So being at the table is part of it. Me and our country and the civil rights movement know that getting people into the town, getting into the restaurant is the first part of it, then getting better treatment is the second part of it. So I think we need to do that. Honestly, I feel like we should have asynchronous more than just once, but you know, I'll take this as a small little victory. Honestly, we're and I am obviously for the by the we're not talking about debate. We're not talking about impromptu or Congress. We're talking about prepared events. That's what I'm talking about. I don't want to have Congress or impromptu or extemporaneous be done this way. So what I ask people is if they consider doing one or two memorized, prepared events, be offered asynchronously.
That's your time.
All the way.
Okay. All right. Allison? Allison?
I understand why this is even a topic for conversation, but how, if they are pre-recorded, how are you controlling them recording themselves multiple times until they get it just right and get it just perfect? How do you control that since it's not in the moment? You know what I mean? Like,
NSDA doesn't control.
No, you're out of order. You're out of order.
That's my only concern. I mean, you know, if I have 3 different chances to record my speech, I'm going to nail it eventually. You know what I mean? I don't know. That's my only concern.
Okay. Kate?
Allison, to speak to your point, you are correct, but I think that if everybody has that opportunity, you do have a level playing field, and you also have an opportunity for the kids to really judge what makes their, like, they are evaluating their own performance more than maybe they otherwise would get a chance to do. So it changes the way that you teach, and I also agree with what Mike said and what Carter said. We are prepping them for 2 different types of tournaments by considering giving them more diversity.
Okay. Mike Murray, for your second and final time, and then Laura.
I declined. It was already taken care of.
Okay, Laura.
Okay, so not a big deal, but I just want to tell the whole group I pronounce it Lara.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Everyone pronounces it all the time. It's no biggie. Initially, I was highly against this because of the method and also just to not prepare in the moment, but I think for one event, like, that really would be fair, and it would also be prepping them for the future. And I'm wondering, too, if we could just be conscious of what that event is that we're giving that opportunity in. Like, maybe it isn't always an acting event. Maybe it's a written one that they do bring to life, but they're not perfecting their acting skills. So, anyway, I just wanted to say that after thinking about it, I think that would be for one of them.
Would anyone else like to speak to this? I'd just like to point out 2 things. It does, if we do have an asynchronous element, it does muddy the waters for, like, the qualifications for champs. So we might think about, we do have some events that are not offered at champs that we do offer at local tournaments. So those might be the events, if we do decide to vote for this, we might should consider those be the events. So original interp, POI, sight reading. I don't know how we do sight reading exactly, but you know, like, that concept might be something more appropriate. We could, with sight reading even, we could send them literature and then have them submit a video within the hour or something like that. It could be something that's done. I just want to put that out there that if we do DI, for example, and then we're qualifying that for champs, and that means half of the champs would qualify asynchronously versus synchronously.
So,
anybody else want to speak on that?
Is that a new topic? topic or?
No, I'm just. It's just a point of information, just something to consider. Mike.
Yeah, I think I don't. I don't know if it really matters.
But this is this your second? I think. Do you speak twice already?
No.
Okay, this is your second time, right? Okay.
I'm responding to you. In my opinion, doesn't really matter on the qualification side because they'll know that they are going to the kind of tournament they're going to, and if they, you know, fail because they were much better on the recorded, then so be it. I just think it's...
Yeah, I'm not saying that's a good thing or a bad thing. I'm just saying it's now different. Like, it's been...
I got you.
It's complicated at that point. Laura? Lara? Sorry.
Okay, yeah. So, no, that's a really good point. I think that does matter. Some of the kids at my school, no matter what neighborhood they're from, they take this so seriously. And it's like, it's the one thing that's not a participation. Like, they work there. I mean, all of our kids do. But anyway, I think we should choose events that wouldn't disqualify them from chance if possible or on track.
Disqualify them.
Or automatically qualify them.
All right, is there any other discussion? Is there a motion?
I move that we approve one main event be rotated from tournament to tournament in IEs on an asynchronous level, prelims through.
So you're calling the previous question?
Well, I'm being specific about it since people were asking, but yeah.
All right, so. You're calling the previous question. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, all those in favor of having one event be asynchronous at each tournament, say aye.
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 Those opposed?
Nay.
Okay, I think the ayes have it. So I think the next consideration is probably to figure out which event should be asynchronous.
Right.
Is there a motion?
I motion that we make it a main event because kids who don't have access deserve a chance to be part of Champs. And so therefore, in the name of access...
What is a main event? Can you clarify that?
A Champs, I guess like a D-I-H-I oratory, you know, kind of thing. A declamation, prose, those sort of things. Informative. I'm gonna call those main events versus the ones that don't normally, the ones that go to nationals, because I think we would want to prepare them for NSDA or whatever, and other sort of tournaments. So in that vein, we would want the more mainstream events be selected. So I motion that a mainstream NSDA event be the one selected once per tournament to be asynchronous.
Is there a second for that?
Can we open discussion?
Hold on. Is there a second for it? All right, that's not seconded. So is there another motion on the floor?
Before we have a motion, can I extend discussion or am I out of?
You can motion to open discussion.
I motion to open discussion.
All right, is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor of opening discussion on what event, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
Aye.
Okay, Mike.
So, Mike, for a question and then a comment to it. Are all of the main events offered at all four tournaments in the speech tournaments? And I don't go to a lot of the speech, and you know, SCGFL speech tournaments.
So there are five events. Let me just try to clarify for everybody so that we can have a decent discussion about it. There are five events that are offered at every single tournament, every single speech tournament. If you want to write these down, I'm happy to share them with you. But it's impromptu, duo, storytelling, informative. What did I say? Impromptu, duo, storytelling, informative.
Or spar. Spar.
Spar.
Okay.
There are four events that trade off. So from tournament one to tournament two, they flip-flop. And then the ones that were at tournament one will be there at tournament three. And the ones that were there at tournament two will be there at tournament four. So those four for the first tournament would be, I think it's HIOO / persuasive. I think it's declamation and prose. At tournament two, It's extemporaneous, DI, poetry, and speech to entertain. And then the last events that are only offered once at each speech tournament. At the first one, it was original interp. At the second tournament, it's POI. At the third tournament, it's Congress. At the fourth tournament, it's sight reading.
Sorry, can you repeat that last one more time, just the Congress part?
Sure. The last event that's offered at each one of those tournaments, it's only offered once per speech tournament. At the first tournament, it's original interp. At the second tournament, it's POI. At the third tournament, it's Congress. And at the fourth tournament, it's sight reading.
I move we give Robert a round of applause because that was pretty flippin' impressive. Bravo, my friend. Bravo.
Mike.
So I would motion that you pick maybe two events that are offered at more than one tournament so that you have the opportunity to qualify both in asynchronous and synchronous. And you also have two different events that could be offered up to give them an option on that. And that way you get two tournaments that would offer that whole thing. Logistically, that would help us because, you know, all four would be creating some logistics here.
I think what might cut down on some of the confusion is to pick for someone to pick what events and then justify why those events, as opposed to speaking in the abstract about we should pick some events.
Yeah, I don't have those kind of students. I mean, the students that we have that have trouble, we basically furnish them equipment and help them with their connectivity. So that it's the Title I schools that are probably going to need to tell us what events.
So maybe someone could make a motion as to which events at each tournament. Tournament 1, Tournament 2, Tournament 3, Tournament 4. Yeah. And
I hope that we pick up.
I'm sorry, I got to cut out internet wise.
And then also I think we need to consider whether or not this should apply to elementary.
I'm sorry to go out of order, but Robert, can you really quick repeat the four permanent events again?
There's five permanent events that are offered at every tournament. So that's informative, impromptu, duo, storytelling, and spar.
Point of clarification, are we trying to have an asynchronous portion to all four of the speech tournaments? I answered my own second question. So are we trying to have a video portion for all four of the speech tournaments? Is that the goal?
I think that was the motion that was made.
Okay.
That's my understanding of the motion that was made, was that at each tournament, there would be one event that was offered that would be asynchronous.
And then my other point of clarification is, are the only events offered at Champs the five that are at all four, or do we include...
No, at Champs, all of the five are offered, and then the four, and then the four. So the four events that are offered at Tournament 1 and the four events that are offered at Tournament 2.
Got it.
I mean, if Ricardo could speak to the events that he feels would fit some of his students that have that need, that would help us.
I think Ricardo dropped out both audio and video.
Listen, you know, the thing is that a $7 Cat 5, Cat 6 cable plugged into your modem, he said he has spectrum. You plug your computer into the modem and all those connectivity issues go away. I mean, I will create a fund of Cat 6 cables to give away, starting with Ricardo. That's how we got rid of this issue with all of our kids. We've got kids that are on scholarship here that can't afford things. And so we ship them out cables, or we ship them out something to help them. We're trying to address a problem that I think can be solved for a lot less hassle. But that's just my opinion.
Well, I do have to say that, speaking to Robert's point, I mean, this doesn't usually affect my team, but in terms of students, I do have issues with background noise and other people and conditions in live situations that are certainly easier for students and families to work around in tape situations.
Well, I also want to remind people too that the claim that it was there that you'd have to have your family silent for 6 hours is not true. We talked about this before, because you really only need them to be quiet while you're performing, yeah, for your 5 to 10 minute speech, and then when it's over, you go back to muting yourself if you're in a loud environment.
Yeah, but I have had students, for example, during a class who have told me I can't talk right now because the baby is sleeping. And it is certainly true that if you have an infant or a toddler sibling, you can't guarantee that there's going to be quiet during your 10 minutes. And if your family has to be quiet while you do your speech over and over again, some families will support that and some families will get bored and tired and be like, oh my God, you're doing the speech again, which is not ideally what you want to hear somebody say.
I would go back to the idea of how did they go to a tournament in the past? Somebody had to have taken care of that baby. I'm not trying to be harsh here. I'm just saying that
I'm sorry. We should go in order. I mean, we're getting out of order here. So, Georgia, you wanted to comment on that?
Yeah, I was judging for middle school state, and then for elementary nationals. And, you know, I think that judges really take that all into account. I had some kids with background noise, and I didn't judge them down for it. You know, I had some kids that had a call in. They got a 2 in the round. They did a great job. I didn't get to see them. They called in. Judges take all that into account. I feel like we were very equitable under the circumstances, and I would be happy to contribute to a fund to send out any cables to help any kids out.
So the motion right now, I mean, what we have voted for was to have one event per tournament be asynchronous. So either someone's going to have to vote to reconsider, or we're going to have to vote on what event that would be and whether or not that would apply to elementary tournaments as well. Mike Murray?
So the thing I'm looking at with this as well is what happens if someone qualifies asynchronously? Do we make it so that synchronous at SoCal Champs? And if so, for example, does that person who maybe can't do it synchronously now can't even go to SoCal Champs? So I think that's something you have to consider. On the events itself, I would say we pick an interim event and we pick a platform event. And we pick those two events, and those are the ones we use. And we can rotate. So maybe like a DI and an OO or something like that. Or like an interp and an HI. Or info and an HI. Something like that I think would probably be best.
Ebru?
I do think that it would be really tricky with champs. And another thing to consider too, just from the tournament side, is we don't have the infrastructure for video tournaments yet. I mean, I don't know if we're going to do it through YouTube. How are those links going to be sent in? I think until we have that figured out, it would be a lot to put it through champs, or then even switching would be worse, I think, because now they did it on video and now they have to do it live. And like Marie just said, if, you know, they can't do it. So I think if we were to pick, we would do the rotating events that aren't offered at champs, at least for this year until we have, and that's just my opinion, that we would pick maybe something like POI, OI, or even all the rotating or the once a year events. That way there's still opportunity to compete, but we don't have run into problems.
Could I be put in the queue, Robert?
Yeah, I've got Mike, and then Ricardo, and then Kate. Was that your hand that just went up?
Yeah.
Okay. Mike and then Kate. Mike and then Ricardo and then Kate.
Real quick, you can't use YouTube. There's legality about that. So that's out. And then the other part of that is that if you are recording the kid and you're transferring that video to something else, it has to be encrypted. It has to be secured. I know that the NSDA had a special site that you would enter the video into. Robert, if I'm not mistaken, because I think I saw it in the back room, that Forensics Tournament may actually allow for the entry of a video. I think it has that capability.
Yeah, but it's all through YouTube.
Is it? No. So it's for like college students.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Ricardo.
Okay, well, first, regarding YouTube, it is, if you unlist it, there's no way to search for it. And so there are protections, and a lot of tournaments are using YouTube. So I don't think that that's a deal breaker at all, especially if it's unlisted and you can't search for it. Secondly, I think it needs to be main events, because the whole idea was to prepare students for asynchronous tournaments. And if we do these rotating ones, that's not preparing them. Also, I think kids are more likely to be, if they have any coaching at all, to know the bigger tournaments. I think Champs is also a smaller tournament. We saw that last year. So there would be fewer students who qualify, and therefore we would be able to at least pay attention to the needs of one or two or three students who qualify in whatever declamation or oratory or whatever. So I think it's actually easier, and it doesn't have to exclude them. So I don't know how many we're talking about. One, I like the idea of one platform and one non-platform. I think that's a really great idea. I don't know if that does that.
All right, that's your time. That's your time.
Sure.
Kate?
Well, there's two things. First of all, Ricardo, I mean, you teach Nelly Unified the same as I do, and it is illegal for kids under 13 to be posting stuff. So we cannot advocate for that, whether or not the link's posted or not. The other thing is that I think we need to clarify what our purpose is. Are we trying to get more kids involved and enabling them? Or are we trying to provide a platform where kids are preparing for champs and or for nationals? Like, I think that part of the discussion is really like, what is our focus and what is our intent? I'd like to see more kids involved. And you know, the competition issues are not my primary thing, because that's not why I became a speech and debate coach.
Okay, Wei?
All right, I think, in terms of which events, it really doesn't matter. Feels like we should just pick some, which I copied a couple of them in the chat window. So we should just kind of move forward with a list of events. I think the implementation side is definitely a bigger question, which we need to spend some time, work on that to make it happen.
Okay, so Wei, your proposal was for tournament one to be storytelling, the tournament two informative, tournament three prose, and tournament four declamation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I like that.
I just want to remind people the reason why we chose those five events of storytelling, impromptu, informative, spar, and duo. Is that traditionally those events have been the most well attended, with the exception of duo, that was done for different reasons. But the reason why we chose those events was because they were the most popular. So two of your four events are those popular events. Okay. Allison?
If we pick a popular event the event that is pre-recorded, does that mean everyone who competes in that event would pre-record?
That's my understanding, yes.
You'd have to.
Wait.
How do you control coaching during those video recordings?
I don't think that you do. I think you let that go where it goes.
Can I be put in the queue, Robert?
Yeah. So... Ricardo, your second and final time.
Okay, so Kate, I'm not sure what you're referring to, because I'm not referring to some sort of posting in public. This would be a private, unlisted YouTube sent to the tournament, not posted anywhere. So I'm not really sure. Maybe you can expand on what you mean. I don't mean to be disrespectful. I just don't know what you mean. But I think if it's unlisted and unsearchable, I think that covers. But anyway, I think it should be. I like Wei's idea. I don't know what Robert was talking. I was gone. My internet kicked me out. So I don't know what Robert was talking about in terms of the other ones. I don't think impromptu should be one of the ones that we do anyway. I didn't love that version at the NSBA. So I think it should be ones that are actually memorized, prepared ahead of time. And I think that, I thank you all for considering this. And I hope we can move forward with main events, because I think we can have both things. We can have what Kate said, which is to prepare them for the NSBA, which is to have access, but also to prepare them, because the NSBA is gonna be that way unless there's a massive vaccine that comes out and really spreads out by April or March. So unless that's
all right, that's your time. That's your time. Wei, you have a minute?
Yeah, I just want to follow up with Allison's question. I assume it's really the people who want to do the asynchronous one, right? They need to recall. But if they're just doing the live one, they don't.
In this,
at least that's was my proposal. I mean, we don't have to have all the people doing storytelling all enter that asynchronous event. It's going to be a separate one.
So,
all right. So I've got Ebru and then Allison and then Mike, Kyle. Ebru?
I think it has to be all or nothing, because just like the concerns that everyone's bringing up, how do you? It's not fair that the kids who are doing it live get one shot, whereas the kids who are recording get as many, or they could have their notes. So it's got to be all or nothing. So whatever event we pick, it's either all mini submissions or all live. I don't think it's two. So.
Okay, Allison.
That's what I was going to say.
Agreed.
Okay, Mike. Kyle?
You could do something else here. You could do it so that the event that's not being offered at that tournament, you could do a fifth event and make it recorded, and so it's not affecting our schedule at all. It's just adding one more that could be judged before the tournament and could be put in as a, just an additional event. And that way, we're not necessarily getting in the middle of everything here.
Very friendly.
Mike Murray?
Yeah, I totally agree with what Mike just said. I think that's probably our best bet moving forward, because it solves all the problems we're kind of talking about. And I would say, I agree with Eber. I think we should keep it away from SoCal Champ events just in case. Otherwise, we run into a whole bunch of issues. And if we can just avoid that headache, let's just avoid it.
Ricardo, I think your mic is really scratchy. I'm wondering if you got a headset, might be rubbing up against something.
I don't have a headset.
No,
I'm speaking on speakerphone.
It sounds like the microphone is rubbing. Wei, I can't take you because you've already spoken twice on this issue. I do see your note down there about divisions, so maybe that's a possible third option. Is think about a different division, like a recorded division. Are there anyone else wish to speak on this issue?
Have I spoken twice yet?
Yeah, you've spoken twice. And Allison, I think you've spoken twice on this issue too. Anyone else? Okay, well,
Robert, can I give Mike my second turn? Is that allowed? I don't even know if that's allowed.
No.
Okay.
Yielding? No.
Yeah, exactly.
No.
I know you can yield time. I wasn't sure if you could.
No, we're not going to get into reclaiming time and things like that. So
well,
we saw how that went for Attorney General Barr. And
thanks for trying.
Yeah.
He's very insightful. I like hearing what he has to say.
I know. I appreciate
it. Mike, I'll read it.
I appreciate that you appreciate Mike, but I don't want to set that precedent.
Understood.
So Allison, I think you've spoken twice on this issue too, haven't you? Yeah. So I can't take you either. All right. So is there a motion on the floor?
Motion to reconsider.
Motion to reconsider. All right. So to reconsider the idea of having an asynchronous event? Is that what the motion is?
Yeah, it just seems way too complicated. And I think going back to the cheaper version of giving kids better access to cables. I was the parent that was locked in my bedroom while my
Hold on. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be rude, but I just want to make sure that we're orderly. So the motion is to reconsider the idea of having an asynchronous event. Is that the motion?
Yeah, reconsider using...
Okay. Is there a second on that motion?
I second.
Okay. All those in favor of reconsidering, say aye.
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 Those opposed? Okay, so we will reconsider. So, and we can rescind the vote, and that takes a 2/3 majority. So we're now reconsidering, right? So is there discussion about reconsidering? I think we've said it, but this is now a new motion to reconsider.
Do we need to specify the events right now?
it's so, not about the events. Like, I just think this is taking a long time. It's a really complicated discussion. It's an important discussion, but we're not going to solve it quickly. So I think we should try to get the best ability we can to get access to these cannabis and move on from there and try to work this out for the future. That's what I think.
But I think Mike's hold on. Let's go out of order. Laura, I counted that as your first speech. You guys make sure that you're being recognized by the chair before you begin. This turns into chaos. We've been down this road before, so I want to try to keep order on it. So Ricardo, would you like to speak on this issue?
I'm not really clear though on what's the reconsideration.
So we voted to reconsider the idea of having an asynchronous event. And we're voting on that now to whether or not to rescind our earlier vote. So the motion is to reconsider.
Okay, so I guess I will speak to that real briefly. I love Mike Kyle's idea to have a fifth event that doesn't mess up our rotation and actually only opens up more chances at the main events. I would like it to be main events, not other events. And like I said earlier, in terms of champs, it doesn't mess up champs, because if someone qualifies under storytelling or oratory, that's only one or two kids. If you look at how champs historically has been very few entries, it's not a huge deal. So therefore, it was a small tournament. It's been a small tournament. So therefore, we can handle it. And so I would appreciate everyone, you know, giving access to students, but not relegating them to events that won't matter at the NFDA level. I think we can do both things. We can be equitable and give them access to NSDA preparation. So I would ask people to have them consider main events as a fifth wheel, like Mike Kyle said.
Okay, and then Allison, and then Kate.
Have we considered not voting on this until we know what the like permissions are of having kids submit a video of themselves? Are we going to use the same permission slip that we do for the online tournaments, that, you know, so that they don't have to have an adult in the room kind of thing? Should we be voting on this before we actually know what the legality will be for us to have them submit videos to maybe even a website that's not like sanctioned by that school district? I don't know. Does that make sense?
Kate, and then Mike?
I'm going to let Mike go first because I think I'm ready to make a motion.
Okay. Mike?
So I hear what, Kate brought this up, and Allison agrees, you know, with her last comment too, is that the logistics of this are going to have to be researched, and it's going to need to take some time. The NSDA put in a lot of work into creating a site where you would upload, and it would give you other chances, but once you submitted, you were done. You had to get it in. The idea of, if you're gonna hook up to YouTube, well then you can hook up to 8x8. There's no connection difference there. So the idea is it has to be some kind of video that the student is doing on their computer. So they're gonna have to have software to do that, that doesn't get into connection issues, because otherwise what are we doing? We're not really solving the problem. And then we submit then that video digitally into a site or into somebody's server that they're willing to have people get password protection to. This is, I can't remember the name of it, SIPA, you know, the child protection. This is critically clear to that. And it is,
Mike, that's your time.
Tough to get by it.
Can I vote to extend this time?
No.
Okay.
Thought I've been tried.
I think my motion is this. I move that we consider adding asynchronous DI to TE1, asynchronous OO to T2, asynchronous STE to T3, and asynchronous pros to T4, and I hope I got that right, subject to the board being able to figure out a safe and appropriate means of submitting videos, and if they cannot, that we don't do it.
So let me just make sure that I understand your motion. You're saying DI for tournament one, Speech to Entertain for Tournament 2, OO for Tournament 3. I did not get Tournament 4. What was the fourth one?
I think because I wrote them down in the order you said them, and I want to make sure that I've got them right, because I think DI that, is not already given its speech one.
It would be HI.
OO, yeah, HI is the so I'm saying DI for asynchronous for T1. OO, which is not already given at T2 for T2. ST, which is not currently given at T3 for T3. And PROS, which is not currently offered at T4. And that asynchronous competitions not be considered for champs, and that just be an understanding, and that this be subject to the board being able to find a safe and appropriate. That's my opinion.
Okay, so let me make sure that I'm restating what you're saying. So the motion is to basically have, right now, currently we have 10 events per tournament. You are suggesting that we add an 11th event to each tournament, and that the event would be for Tournament 1, DI, for Tournament 2, OO, for Tournament 3, Speech to Entertain, and for Tournament 4, PROS. And each one of those tournaments would be asynchronous, and that they would not count for champs.
Right, and all of that is subject to the board finding a means of being able to do that, and if they can't, then we won't do it.
Okay, so that's the motion. Is there any clarification on that? Because it's a complicated motion. Does anyone need clarification on what the motion is?
Could I do friendly amendment of switching PROS when declamation at the end? So move PROS over to the third tournament and declamation to the fourth, or wherever declamation is not offered, as that's a much bigger event than STE in terms of our entries at state and nationals.
I don't have a problem with that. Would you like DEC to replace
STE?
DEC can't replace STE because...
If we switch the order, so if it's PROS, the third one, and declamation, the fourth
PROS
one.
PROS is already offered.
You can't switch PROS. PROS is already being offered.
Okay, I don't have...
So you have a choice. Mm-hmm. If you want DEC to be there, DEC has to either replace PROS or DEC has to replace OO.
OO. Okay, so I don't know. Or no, it's a platform. So PROS, I guess. PROS.
Yeah, I mean, I don't.
Okay, so is that a friendly amendment?
I think so.
All right, so
my head is trying to wrap around that.
The new events would be DI, OO, Speech to Entertain, and Declamation.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Okay.
I mean, these are mostly Ricardo's students, so I feel like he's got a better handle on what would work best.
Is there a second on that?
Second.
All right. Is there discussion on this motion? Okay.
Previous question.
Okay. Wait, hold on. I think there was a discussion
just
item.
Quick clarification, not discussion. The whole contingency of us being able to do it safely, meaning it would fit with all the school's policies regarding like video. Okay. And also, does this include elementary? No, because it's just middle school events. Never mind.
Why are we not including elementary?
That's not the motion that's on the floor.
Yeah.
So there has to be a second motion after this if I want to include elementary.
That would be correct, yes.
Okay, all right. I'll do that.
Okay, so all those in favor of approving Kate's motion to adopt an 11th event, DIOO, STE, and declamation for our fourth tournaments, not to... apply for champs and also subject to board approval. All those in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed? Okay, so this carries. All right.
So I motioned for a similar one for elementary. It could be different events, though.
Can you, it would really help if you could write it out so we could...
I'm holding the phone right now, so I can't.
Can you put the phone down and pick up a pen?
And then how do I submit it to you?
You can just say
verbally.
You can chat it.
Okay.
Type it into the chat box.
Okay, well, basically the same wording as Kate's, except we replace for the elementary level, and we replace STE with like storytelling.
So the current events for elementary. Are, if I remember correctly, are storytelling, poetry, duo, OO persuasive, informative, and impromptu. And one more. There's seven. What did I say? Storytelling? Duo. Duo.
Duo, yeah. So I would say declamation, storytelling, what else is informative? Sorry. And then I'm open to the fourth one, you guys. Oratory? Storytelling, declamation, oratory, informative.
So is there a particular order that you would like them in?
Yeah, whatever you guys want. I don't have it in front of me, so whatever you guys prefer.
I wrote them down in the order of declamation, and then storytelling, and then persuasive, and then informative.
Sure.
Ibrahim?
I just have a question. Does it make it more accessible if we keep the same event all the whole year? Or because then if we do different events, does that mean that then kids who are unable to do the online tournament have to switch events? Like, does it have to be all four different ones? I know for middle school, the idea was that we're adding an event that's not offered at that tournament already, but these tournaments are offered, or these events are offered for elementary all year long. So would it be easier to just pick one event and say this is the video submitted event, and then just do it through the whole year?
Well, hold on. The motion that's being proposed is for declamation, storytelling, persuasive, and informative. If there's a motion like a friendly amendment, then I'll take that. I see Georgia and Michael Murray. Are you trying to make friendly amendments, or are you trying to open for discussion on this?
Open for discussion?
Okay.
Am I too late?
Yeah, no, we haven't even begun. We haven't even seconded the motion yet. So we need to figure out what the motion is first.
Okay, so I do not want the single event scenario, because there will be that would relegate the
kids to have the same. That's not on the floor. The motion on the floor currently is, as I wrote it down, declamation, storytelling, persuasive, and info. So declamation would be tournament one, storytelling would be tournament two, persuasive tournament three, and info tournament four. Mm-hmm. Is there a second for that? Okay, that motion fails. So is there another motion?
Well, I'd like to, the elementary kids are probably less resourced than the middle school kids.
All right, so would you like to make another motion?
I don't know what makes people more amenable to it, but I motion that we make one event per elementary tournament accessible via asynchronous.
Okay, it would help if you could tell me what event that would be.
I just gave four, it was not seconded, so I'm open to whatever people want.
So your motion is to make one event at elementary asynchronous. Is there a second
right,
for that?
A rotating event. So it's not the same event. Yeah.
Is there a second for that?
I second.
Okay. So is there a call for discussion, or do we want to go straight to vote?
Well,
yeah.
I'd like to discuss, I guess.
Yeah, I was going to open it up for discussion so Georgia could say what she wanted to, or anybody else who wanted to add something.
Okay, well, Ricardo asked to speak first. So, Ricardo, you have the floor.
I don't mind Georgia speaking first if she
okay.
wants to speak first.
Georgia, would you like to speak? You got the floor.
I feel like maybe, I don't know if I'm the only one, I feel like maybe we're putting the cart before the horse, that maybe we should research a little bit and find out how easy is this to do, because online tournaments as a whole, it's a whole new thing. It's kind of stressful, making sure everyone's ready and knows how to get in, and we had to create new email accounts because they didn't take our school email accounts. So it's a lot to add this new element right away. I feel like maybe, I'm not sure which way to vote. I feel like if we just maybe did some research and we didn't have to put a contingency that we know, this is easy. We know how to do this. Maybe try it with middle school first, and then we can add elementary next year. I just feel like maybe a little more research before I vote, because it's a lot.
Okay.
So, am I next?
You are next, yep.
Okay, so I did have the experience of this when we started doing this last year, and we did like five or six tournaments. And the most devastated community was the elementary. They just completely disappeared. They were not able to do this whatsoever. And the stresses you raise, while valid, are even more so
are more intensified on an all-in-one single day back-to-back-to-back-to-back scenario. So therefore, it de-stresses the situation to make it asynchronous, which is exactly the rationale why TOC and NSDA chose to go asynchronous for IEs. So therefore, I think that debate's kind of over. We know what's easier. The question is, people like life better. And I'm saying, don't choose like over what's more equitable for children. And I think elementary was more devastated in my end than middle school, because they even had less say-so over what their parents, over clearing out their parents or shushing people or not letting little grandpa next street, access something over the internet while the round's going on. So I really implore you to give more of the little kids a chance.
Okay, that's your time. That's your time. Would anyone else like to speak?
Yeah, I'll speak.
Okay.
I think my number one concern, because when we start to talk about little kids, we get even more into these issues. I mean, it's one thing when you're comparing an 11-year-old to a 13-year-old. It's another thing when you're comparing a 7-year-old versus rules to a 13-year-old, is that before I vote to move forward with elementary, I need to know that we have the security necessary to make sure that we're protecting these kids.
Yes.
And as much as I hear what your argument is, Ricardo, there's a reason that safety is rule number one.
Yes.
And I think we have to get that taken care of before I feel comfortable voting for elementary.
Yeah, I totally
agree. No, you're out of order. You're out of order. You're out of order.
Okay. Yeah. So can I just do a friendly amendment to it where it would only be contingent upon us finding a safe method?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's the implication, and I think we can call for that when there's a discussion on that.
All right, so it's in there, Kate.
Ebru?
Thank you.
You're muted.
All right, I just think the difference is that with the other tournaments like NSDA and TOC is they already have the infrastructure in place, and as someone who runs elementary tournaments, we would, not the thing that it's not worth creating, but we don't know how to go about it in a safe and secure way, whereas obviously the NSDA and TOC have spent a lot of time and money researching on how to do it. I don't know if we, because even our award ceremonies are on YouTube, and I'm not knowledgeable enough. Obviously, we have to do research, but it sounds like YouTube might be an issue, so now we have to look into other video, uploading platforms. I don't know. That's my two cents. That just because the NSDA and TOC can do it, I'm not sure if we have the means to do it safely.
Please put me in the queue, Robert.
You got it. Mike? Kyle?
Yeah, so remember that the one component is uploading it. The other component is that you're going to have to deliver that video to random judges, a video of a minor. And so the delivery of it is probably even a more concerning issue. I've been trying to look into how it's done, and right now it is a custom coded upload system that I don't have the ability to do. And I don't know of any other suggested way to do it. And I appreciate that you're putting this on the board to do, but honestly, with the time commitments that I have right now, and now with over 300 students here at Nova, I don't have the time to actually and look into this. If there's somebody that could help me or find out systems or maybe talk to those tournaments, and then submit that to us so that we can then investigate it. That's the only way I see it.
That's your time.
I don't have to.
That's your time. Ricardo?
Okay, so number one, Mike, yes, I definitely, since I know who the people are who will be X'd out of the picture, I will definitely be willing to do the legwork for you. Number two, I recall that Google, when you save videos to Google Drive, you can make them available only to a certain to a certain email. So therefore, I think that's safe. And kids already have access to Google Drive through most of the school districts, and at least the other unified school district does. So they could upload to a Google Drive and make it only accessible to the tournament director and to the judge to be or to the two judges that get there either. So I think that's possible. But I would definitely work with the NSDA to see what's available for that. And I would just, like I said, people, I think we need to err on the side of number one, safety, but then two, on access. Because it's really, at the end of the day, what are we here for? I mean, we don't want to put up barriers. We want to make sure that people can participate in this. And actually, in many cases, when we go back to normal life, some of these kids who go through asynchronous will no longer be able to do this. So this is their one chance to get their toe in the water.
Okay, that's your time. That's your time. Anyone else wish to speak on this? Okay, so the motion on the floor is to have one event at each elementary tournament to be asynchronous. Is there a motion to open or to call a previous question?
It's got the legal thing in there, right? You said it assumes that we find a legal safe way?
Yes, assuming okay. To board approval.
Can I go?
Is there a motion to call the previous question?
Call the previous question.
Is there a second? Okay, this motion fails. So elementary will not have an asynchronous element. Okay. Is there any other discussion on that? All right. I think the next thing that we need to do is we need to assign tournament directors, hosts, and the like to the existing tournaments. So I think we should probably, we'll begin with the October 24th tournament.
Robert, I don't know if this is a thing, but I don't know forensics tournament software other than as a coach entering kids.
Mm-hmm.
Can I shadow somebody at that first tournament on the tab side and try and learn it?
That's exactly what we want. Yeah, and I think you'll find, Chris, that I think you'll like it. It's a lot of drop downs. I think maybe you and I even talked about it earlier, but like, it's not hard. He's just done so much work in the past 6 to 8 months. That's just been, it's really clean. But yeah,
you can put me in then as a shadow on whoever.
Okay. So I'll put you down, and that would be for the middle school speech or the elementary middle school debate tournament? Which one would you like to shadow?
Middle school speech, because I'll have kids participate.
Okay, so that'll be the Halloween tournament, right? October 31st?
Yes, please. Thank
okay. So you'll be in tab assistant. Mike?
I know I may have conflicts in the first one, but I'm happy to tab one of the tournaments, or too, but I'm not happy to tab all of them.
Well, I've traditionally tabbed the first speech tournament. I'm happy to step in and do that again.
And we should have people when they're shadowing, they should be shadowing not only the tab room, but they need to shadow the judges and help desk.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, I think we can, if we have multiple people who are shadowing, I think when you're doing a tab room assistant, like apprenticeship, I would be amenable to letting that be whatever the person who's coming in wants to observe. So if you want to observe the help desk, or if you want to observe the judges room, and if that's okay with the tournament director, then we could do that. And in so doing, we could have multiple people assisting for a given tournament. So Chris just said, hey, I'd like to learn the software. Great. Then we'll have you in the tab room for that tournament. I think having Chris sit there in a judge's room wouldn't be as helpful for him, and ultimately for us, right? If we ever want Chris to tab a tournament, then for him it's more about seeing how that particular piece of software works. But I think he probably understands how to hand out ballots to most, and how to do some judge training and things like that. I don't think there's a problem with having any of the tab assistants step in for a minute, but we could always like specify.
I got a great idea that you brought up earlier. You know how you want to have the, you know.
Wait, you had a great idea that's my idea?
Yeah. Well, it's an idea on top of yours.
Oh, I see.
Operation.
So I have the ice cream sundae and you have the cherry on top?
You can take the royalties. I don't care.
Great.
The point is that you came up with the idea of this minute to win it. That would be a great one for a judge to learn how to tab the software on.
A coach? Yeah.
Coach, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, you know, absolutely.
You can really, when you're in the middle of a tournament, sometimes you're pressing buttons because you got to.
Yeah, the only problem is just that it goes so fast, it's almost over before you know it. That's yeah. The only problem with that. But yeah, I don't mind doing that at all. And I think we'd love to do that. Literally, because Danny and I knew what we were doing this past Wednesday, we were running late and the tournament began at 9 o'clock, and we created the tournament at 8:53 No, 8:56. That's what it was. And we were 2 minutes late. So we went out at 9:02. Ballots were out. So that was entries and everything. No one was entered. The tournament didn't exist until 8:56. And we were 2 minutes late going out. So it was less than 10 minutes. We had the whole tournament created. Everyone entered and things were out. Now, there were two people who knew what to do, but it's that fast that we were just like, gone.
So, Robert Cannon, you're my hero.
I mean, it could be done really quickly. And that was inputting all the contestants and everything manually. Way.
Hey guys, I do have to run quickly. I can volunteer to run maybe one or two. February 27th is the one I'm looking at.
Okay. So Way, I'm going to put you on tab.
Yes.
All right.
Other agenda item after this?
I don't think so. I think this is it.
This is it? Okay. Yeah. Can I kind of just bail?
Peace out. Yeah.
Yes.
You said there was a couple of them. If we get in a jam, can we put you in for another one?
Yes. Just let me know.
Okay.
I should be able to walk around.
Sounds good. Thanks, Way.
All right, thank you, guys. Bye.
Ibru?
I am going to commit myself, volunteer myself for the first elementary tournament. So that's the
24th
Halloween one, and then the last elementary tournament.
No, it's the week before Halloween. Just so you know.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Sorry. I got so excited.
And, Mike, would you mind doing that one, too? Why don't you do the debate side of that first one, Mike?
Sure.
Okay. Mike Murray, I saw your hand was up. Were you volunteering?
Yeah, I can volunteer. If we need someone to tab, we're more than willing to step in. If there's a tournament, we're fine. Hard to get someone to do.
Okay. I'd like to spread it around to other people who are, Lara? I want to spread it out to other schools first. Nova, you guys are generous and I appreciate that, but I want to get other people in there. Lara?
I want to shadow on T1 and then, I can probably send one of the linger ones, like T3 or T4, but I'd like to shadow on T1 so I know what I'm doing.
Chris is already shadowing in there. Would you, and now...
So I specifically want to shadow in the IE for middle school ones.
So are you interested in, if you're interested in shadowing in either the judge room or the help room, or if you'd like, maybe we could have you shadow for the second tournament, for T2.
I'd like to shadow in both rooms at any tournament earlier on, and then perhaps I can help out in the future.
Cool.
So let's have you shadow on the 12th, on December 12th. Is that okay?
Perfect.
Okay.
I have a question, because I have never been to a synchronous online tournament. I don't actually know how shadowing works.
We should have you in the room like this. And we share a screen a lot, and we'll give you access so that you can see what's going on behind the scenes. And, you know, after the first round or two, we're usually having a lot of the tab assistants like tab the next round and just say, all right, you're going to do this, you're going to do that. So you're clicking buttons.
All right. Well, I mean, I'm happy to shadow wherever you want me to shadow in terms of middle school speech tournaments, but... I really feel like, especially novice in this format.
Well, I mean, right now we have the first two speech tournaments that already have someone there.
Right. So why don't you put me in for judge's room for T3.
Okay.
Which is the 20th.
So to and run judge's room or to shadow in the judge's room?
So I will shadow the judge's room on the 20th. And then if you need somebody to shadow one of the other posts on, the 31st or the 12th tournament, I'm happy to do that as well. If you want me to shadow judge's table or something else, just tell me what you want me to do.
Okay, I'll put you down for that.
Robert, would you be able to send out like a sign-up calendar so I can see what's still even... available or
yep,
open.
I'm going to do that. Yeah, because other schools who aren't here have to submit stuff. We just got first dibs right now. Like, if you want a specific date and you want to get involved, then speak up now. But if not, then we'll have to have you step in at some point.
Robert, I can shadow someone the third or fourth tournament.
Okay, do you want to shadow for the elementary tournament, or do you want to shadow? Okay.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah, elementary.
What about, you know, there's no shadow right now for the December tournament for elementary. Would you like to go in there or no? Or do you want to do it?
Sure. Yeah. December 5th?
Yeah.
To shadow, yeah. Right? Okay.
Yeah.
There's also no shadow for the first tournament, is there?
So there's no, yeah, that's correct. Yeah, there's nobody in there for the very first tournament either. All right, are there any other offers? Okay, I'll put this into a little sign-up sheet, and I'll send it out to everybody. Give me a couple days, and I'll send it out at the beginning of next week. Okay, if there's no other motions, then I think, are there any other motions for the meeting?
Well, let's see the dates. I think you already have the timer of people, or you don't have it yet?
That's what we were just talking about.
So everybody's battling is who is in really do the type room right now.
We're still trying to figure that out. I'm going to send out the sign-up sheet at the beginning of this week to the rest of the league. So you can sign up later this week if you'd like. If you'd like something right now, then I can put you down now.
Okay. I'm thinking we can try to tap October 31st. And
I've already signed up for that one. So I'm signed up for that one. If you want to do the maybe if you want to do one of the other ones, one of the later ones, then that would be
okay.
Better.
Okay. That's December 12th.
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay. And May. Let's see. May is 3 days, huh? 3 days. So 3 days is a little bit too long for us. Oh, do we have breakdown which day do what for May?
I'll send that out to everybody.
Okay.
So, is that shadowing though? Is that shadowing on the first tournament?
So we do the tournament tab room for December 12th.
You want to run the tab room?
No, or I thought we were shadowing. No.
So we do the tab room there, and I may need a little bit of help to try to observe the early ones for the tab room, but we will take care of the tab room on December 12th.
Is the shadowing available for the first tournament, Robert?
No, it's not. But the the elementary tournament, the elementary / middle school debate tournament on October 24th is available to shadow.
October 24th? Okay. We can do that. Tab room, right?
Yeah, and then do you still want to... You want to run tab on the 12th, on December 12th?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so I'll put you down as tab assist there on the 24th, and then running on the 12th. Okay, I'll put this into a document and send it out to everybody based off of what we just discussed. Are there any other motions?
I move we adjourn.
Is there a second?
I have a question really quickly. So we're just assuming we're going to do the exact same categories that we did last year.
I think that was the implication, yes. And I think based off of the conversations that we've had, I think it's going to throw a big monkey wrench into things if we go back, because we're going to have to... I mean, the events that we chose to do asynchronous for middle school speech were dependent on that. But if that is a motion that you want to make, then, I mean, that's what the meeting's for.
Can you tell me again the order of the added pre-recorded events?
The pre-recorded events were DI for tournament one, OO for tournament... Sorry?
Same time for T1. Oh, you mean for, sorry.
Yeah, the asynchronous events were DI for tournament one, OO for tournament two, speech to entertain for tournament three, and declamation for tournament four. Okay, there was a motion to adjourn. Is that seconded?
Seconded. I seconded it.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? All right, thank you all.
Thank you so much.